Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Or like them on Facebook.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I promise you a very, very busy and fast-moving hour today. Well, of course, we'll talk about the inauguration, but I want to open up with a gentleman who's very courageous. We're just talking off the air, and I told him I have no tolerance for pain. His name is Kevin Rausch, R-A-A-S-C-H. He's an Army veteran with a great attitude, and he's just completed his most recent book, Chronic Pain, My Life of Darkness. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to FultonPublishing.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And I grimace every time I think of the people going through chronic pain. Kevin, welcome. It's been a pleasure. It's a pleasure having you on. Is your book regarding your experience as an Army veteran and what happened, or was it prior to that?
Oh, there was a lot of what happened, due to my experiences growing up in high school playing football, being in the Army, just the culmination of all of the different things that happened in my life up to about 2001 when I had my first rollover accident and ended up with some neck problems, and it just kind of spiraled out of control from there.
How bad is it? How do you tolerate it? Medication, doctors. What about there are millions of people, because every time I have a little problem, like a crybaby, tell them I got a back pain or this, and it's, well, we're living in chronic pain, and we get a little uncomfortable. How do you tolerate this? What do you recommend for people?
Well, I tell you what, at first I couldn't. You know, in my 20s, you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and nothing can hurt you, and you always know everything's going to heal. But once you start creeping into those 30s, where I was at that time, and you have that first major problem, I didn't tolerate it at all. And, once the pain went over 6 months long, I was at the doctor, taking as many pain meds as I possibly can. And, doing my own self-medicating and doing whatever I could to, get some sleep at night so I could make it to work the next day. And, going through that for so long, it just doesn't last. You have to keep adding more meds and adding more meds.
Well, you say suffering is seen as an opportunity to inspire those around you who have chronic pain. How is it an opportunity? How do you deal with it? How do you deal with it emotionally and in terms of medications and doctors?
Well, you got to look for the right doctors. The ones that are going to kick you off the pain meds and, get you on the right psych meds, or if you come off the pain meds and, you're doing fine, you don't have the depression, then, you may possibly find yourself again. But I didn't. I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do. I was a self-starter. I loved to work, and I just couldn't sit still. being able to work just was driving me crazy. So, you know, the depression medications had to be a huge part of it at the time. And, you know, you have to talk to your doctors. You have to be very honest with your doctors first.
What's life like today?
Well, life today is, you know, day to day. Like the last couple of weeks, the weather's been kind of crappy up here in South Dakota, and it takes a toll on you, and you just have to roll with it. And, you know, just like the friends used to tell me, you have to cowboy up.
Concluding remark as we move on here, your final statement.
Well, each person is different, and we react to certain treatments. But, you know, when it all comes down to it, be ready to, you know, to be off the pain meds and accept your pain. Make it yours, and it's going to have to be part of your life.
Your life will
have to change.
I wish you success, Kevin Rausch. The book, Chronic Pain, My Life of Darkness, published by Fulton. Thanks for your story, and I wish you good things in the future, Kevin.
Thank you, Stu.
All right, let's proceed here with the talk on the inauguration, the ceremonies last night. I did watch the performances. You know, these pompous, arrogant, defiant, petulant asses, and worse, who are protesting this, honest to goodness, I wish they could all be thrown in jail. You don't like Trump. You don't like Trump. He's got a vision of America. Give him a chance to execute it and be valiant about it. Look at the businesses he's built. Look at the good he's done for women. Look at the family he's got and he's raised. Don't you think, in spite of the fact that he's a bully, a braggadocio, an egomaniac, we all have liabilities. I can't think of anyone other than myself who has no flaws. So it's a little joke. I'm not serious about that. He's got some great ideas, and he's going to start right now implementing the overturn of maybe a couple of hundred executive orders. Just to look at the contrast. Look at the contrast. Barry Hussein Obama goes out of office. What does he do? He sends an angry message to Congress that they couldn't close Guantanamo. The antithesis of the message Trump is giving. Again, I scream, how can anybody not see the unbelievable difference between not only Barack Obama and Donald Trump, but Barack Obama and any patriotic American? It's incomprehensible. Obama releases in his last gesture of anger and vindictiveness and revenge four drug cartel leaders from Mexico. This is your president, ladies and gentlemen. This is your president. He's gone. If I apply the same rules, he was my president. I just chose not to verbalize it. But I never went beyond a certain line. The line that so many of these people are going through for this election, not only the physical lines and the barriers, et cetera. I mean, they should be thrown in jail. Now, I understand a lot of these are hired protesters who get paid X amount of dollars from the likes of one of the all-time worst human beings on earth, George Soros. There is no message because their cranial capacity doesn't allow them to even reason out what's happening. But America, I honestly believe with everything Trump has done, everything he's doing, we're seeing a remarkable beginnings of a turnaround. Now, I'm not going to make any outlandish statements about everything that's going to happen in the next 4 years, but what we're going to see is $10 trillion of debt cut, a lot of the departments of energy, this or that. And people say, well, does that mean that Rick Perry won't have a job? No, it doesn't mean that. Does that mean the head of the Defense Department or Homeland Security does that mean that if the opinions don't agree with Trump, he's just going to cut and get rid of the departments? No, he's going to cut back. He's going to take a lot of the money, and he's going to put it into areas that we needed, education, military, places where Obama has kind of sucked it out of so that he could funnel it off in areas that just cost the taxpayers money. I mean, obviously, the immediate thing that comes to mind for all of us is the dismal failure of Obamacare, and all the naysayers are coming out and saying, well, 18 million people aren't going to be covered. Like that jerk in Florida, I think he's back in office, Alan, a senator who talked about how Republicans want to kill people and Mitt Romney is responsible for someone dying of cancer. These people should be not only out of office, they should be shunned by society. It's beyond the pale. And I can tell you, as an American, as a patriotic American, as someone who loves this country, I am absolutely excited about today's inauguration. I will be there, not in Washington. I chose not to go, but I will be there watching it with excitement. I understand the message will be simple. It'll be about 20 minutes. It won't be about any agenda. It will just be more philosophical in nature, and that's okay. He will save this for his State of the Union address. And I want to tell you what a welcome relief it'll be. I'm looking forward to seeing Hillary in the crowd. I'm looking forward to seeing Hussein Obama in the crowd. Wish George Bush the Elder could be there, but Bill Clinton will be there as well. Jimmy Carter, kind of an outcast from society. George W. It's a great day. It's a great day. All right. We'll be back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
All right, we open up this segment. No, we don't have Mary Lee on by the rainbows, but we do have Ada Conway, A-D-A Conway. She is the publisher, the author of Raising God's Children. The book is published by Fulton Books, Fulton Publishing. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Welcome. Great to have you on the show. What's the main theme of the book, and why did you write it?
Well, the main theme of the book, as you know, the title was Raising God's Children. So the reason I wrote it is because I wanted to change the world in some small way.
Yeah, I mean, what's your opinion today? I mean, I walk out, you know, it makes me think that I'm old, but I hate when I go out and I hear young people swearing on the streets in public in front of anyone. I look at kids who are being raised. I mean, honestly, the same rules don't even apply for them. They're on their iPads, their game thing. Society has changed, hasn't it? So what can we do? What can you specifically recommend for them to change this, I think, aberrant behavior?
Well, I think that the problem is a lot of parents just don't know what to do. We have a lot of parents who were still children when they had children, and so their parents didn't get a chance to, you know, completely raise them. I've seen that for a couple of generations. I think that we need to just start from the beginning and actually love, you know, our children enough to want them to be successful and want them to be respectable, you know, citizens of society.
Have you been through this experience with your kids, and has it been a religious one for you as well as a cultural one?
Well, I was born in the late 50s, and so my mom was a stay-at-home mom with very old-fashioned ways. So when she raised me, it was, you know, during a more wholesome time. And so, of course, when I raised my children, I raised them like my mother raised me. And so when I watched the generations that have come up since then, it's obvious, you know, what they are being taught and, you know, what they're not, how they're parents are raising them, and they obviously need a lot of help, you know.
You have a statement. I like this statement. Children don't have or own an instruction manual. What's your response to that?
Well, the whole time I was growing up, there was a lot of times I would hear parents that would miss it somewhere or make a mistake, and they kind of chuckle or use an excuse and say, well, you know, children, they don't come with an instruction manual. And I used to really believe that. But then as I got older in my teens and started realizing, and, you know, I was going to church and learning the Bible and Bible ways, and it was reminding me of my upbringing and those sort of things. And then I realized that, yes, children do come with an instruction manual, and it's called the Holy Bible. All through the Bible, especially in the book of Proverbs, there's wisdom and there's stories all through the Bible on, you know, how to be a good parent, the proper way to raise children. Plus, there are evidence that where the Bible talks about if you raise them in the way they'll go, they'll not depart from it when they grow older. And I noticed that comes no matter what you do to raise a child. So,
great advice, Ader. I want you to have a parting message you'd like to tell people to in terms of why they should buy the book.
Well, I would like for people to just buy the book because it is loaded with so much information. I believe it can literally change a nation, you know, when it's put into practice. There's no excuse not to.
Well done. And the name of the book, again, is Raising God's Children. Ada Conway is the author. It is published by Fulton. Thanks for these inspiring words, and hopefully we'll have a better world. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right, as we're going back and forth today, and we'll do that on today's, I don't want to call it chaotic, but shifting show back and forth here and back to the inauguration in Washington. And I have friends down here whom I have been in constant contact with since, as I said, I chose not to go down there. And I'll tell you why I chose. I can feel the same patriotism up here. I don't want to be caught in a package, being a package of sardines here with hundreds of thousands of people. It's just no longer what the environment that I enjoy being in. And what I think is being exaggerated on a lot of the networks is the power of or the effects, the manifested actions in terms of damage. And yes, there is some of those most violent protesters. I've spoken with three people whom I know who were down there, and I haven't seen any evidence of it at all, just the peaceful protests. And I want to say something. I don't care whom you are there protesting for and behalf of against Donald Trump. If it's peaceful, you have every right to do it. So I don't have any animosity or hostile feelings. We all don't have the same viewpoints. I ask you to take a look at what Trump has accomplished so far. A lot of it's symbolic, I understand, but it's been very, very impressive. I think there are 58 or 68 now Democrats. I would like to get I don't need the list. There's nothing I can do, but print out a list before you vote, no matter what state you're in, because this show is also carried nationally. And make sure that next time you go to the ballot box, you won't pull the lever or fill in the blank or do whatever you do at your voting booth to put these people back in office. They are disgraceful. Lack of respect for America, lack of respect for the Constitution. It's okay if you don't respect Donald Trump. I watched the Obama inauguration, and I'll tell you, both of them I watched, and both of them, I had a very sick feeling. I never said a word. I just watched it knowing what this guy was going to do to the country. But you know what it was? It was respect for the office of the presidency. I've never lost respect for the office of the presidency. And Obama chose to do what he did in those 8 years. Obviously, no animosity. He has the sheer audacity to come out. And I keep thinking the audacity of hope. And criticize Congress, whom he gave the middle finger to all these years, about not closing down Guantanamo. And I ask you, as your holy savior gets on his plane after the inauguration, now that they've moved him out, I love looking at the White House with him having been moved out, goes to Palm Springs to play golf. What a thrill it is to see the moving trucks come in and move Trump and his family in a dignified family, and to move this guy out. And unfortunately, not out of American life, but I'm hoping, along with Hillary Clinton, out of American influence. More coming up right after this break.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
Do what you do to when you do to what you done last night to me. Do what you do to when you held me wall so tight. Do what you do to when the lights were low, just me and you on the radio.
All right, we return right now, and a complete change of pace here joining us. Autumn Carpentier, spelled C-A-R-P-E-N-T-I-E-R. She is the author of Walking on Water. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Welcome to your book. Undoubtedly an emotional experience.
Yes,
welcome,
very much.
Welcome to the show. Undoubtedly the book was an emotional experience to write. Let me correct what I said.
Both would be correct. So, yes, very emotional to write.
Autumn, why did you write the book? And was this a form of catharsis to help others both? What precipitated this?
Well, it was a very long journey to write the book and a lot of experiences. And really what I wanted was to inspire others to remain strong during their difficult times and to give them hope and the will to just see it through, because I think a lot of times people do lose faith and hope, and it's very easy to do, you know, through difficult times.
Tell us what you went through. I mean, it's really quite profound and traumatic. What'd you go through?
Well, I start this story from when I was little, and I was separated from my family, and it goes through many difficult times from losing two brothers. One was murdered, and then I had cancer and divorce and custody battle with my children because of the divorce, and just numerous things that really did test my faith. And there were many times when I myself found myself on my knees thinking I couldn't get back up. And, you know, it truly was an emotional and, I guess, a spiritual learning process and walk, and it's empowering when you've gone through something like that. And my hope is that anything I went through can help others get through it.
What was that watershed moment, that turning point, that event or events that turned your life around, and when was that?
Well, I would have to say, Steve, that there wasn't any really one profound moment. I think it was just the journey in itself, and the fact that I do realize that the only way I did survive the journey, for lack of a better phrase, is the fact that my faith did keep me lifted and was the foundation of just moving on every single day when I thought that I couldn't. Because during certain times, the emotions were so overcoming and so overpowering that I felt that I couldn't do it. And I look back now on everything that I've been through, and I have a lot of people that tell me how much I've helped them in their life just by giving words of wisdom, I guess, and I see where I'm at with my children and the life on the other side of all that. And it's wonderful to get to the other side, and not that everything in life is perfect ever, and not that there's not ever a moment where, you know, you can't just keep counting on that faith, but it is wonderful to be on the other side of heartache and disappointment, and knowing that you did get through that and you're a stronger and better person for it.
You have a website. What is your website?
It is www.autumncarpentier, AUTUMN. carpentier.com.
All right. People can go to the website. They can get a lot more than the short interview we're engaged here. What's the basic message or messages you'd like people to take away from reading this book?
Well, I think that I would like people to realize that, you know, you do have to live life with resolve, and that to know that whatever it is you're going through, it does pass. And it's all about, you know, you can't control what happens to your life, but you can control how you deal with it and what you do with it. And I think that anything in life, and a lot of times we get caught up in thinking everything is about us, and a lot of times it's about other people and how we can help them and the lessons we learn to help others move on as well. So there's just a domino effect of faith and hope and love and forgiveness. And I would have to say that it's important to do all those things for yourself as well as for other people.
Did you have a support system to work with you, to help you?
In writing the book?
Group, organizations, your church?
No, actually, this is my first book. And
to get through the tough times.
Oh, to get through the tough times.
Yeah.
Actually, there are many times when I did not have anyone, and that's why my faith and the Lord really did carry me through. And just, there are a lot of people who do have people, and it still doesn't make it easier. But I have to say that through the times I went through difficult times, I didn't have anyone, and therefore I leaned even more so on God and His mercy and grace.
Well, are you planning to follow this up with another book? Obviously, this was satisfying for you, and using it as catharsis and helping others. Is there something else following?
Actually, I've started writing a couple things, and I have lots of poetry and stuff. I'm really praying on it right now because I'm not really sure in which direction or what kind of story. I don't know if I want it to be a follow-up of this one just yet, or if I want it to be something funny. I think laughter is very important just as much as anything else. So, but there will be other things to follow for sure.
Was it traumatic when you wrote this book, recounting, reliving your experiences with their full emotional impact? Were there times where you just couldn't go on, or were you able to just kind of bulldoze through this?
Oh, no, I did not bulldoze through. It took me 7 years to write it, and the last two of which were probably the hardest because I really was very diligent in just working on the book. And there were times when I can't even begin to tell you reliving it, and that's exactly right. You have to relive everything you write about, and there were times when I did have to get up and walk away. With that being said, the book has some funny parts in it, too, and one minute I'd be crying, reliving, and thinking, and the next moment I'd be laughing, and my husband always sits there watching me and kind of go, what is wrong with this girl? Because it has a little bit of everything, but you have to get to the funny part. I've had people say it's a really sad book, and it is sad. It's a hard book to read, I think, especially when you first start reading it. But I think it's a story worth sharing, and hopefully it will provide others with, the hope that I found.
Unfortunately, there are so many stories out there where people just can't rebound. They sink into an abyss and they never really recover.
Yeah.
Did you have any of those moments where you just felt that was it?
Yes, and I do share that story in my book. And it, of all the things I ever went through, I think the worst time was whenever I was going through the custody battle with my son and the things he was going through. It wasn't just dealing with my emotions. It was his. And you have to read the story to really appreciate it. There was nothing, no animosity, or there was, the love for my son and myself, it's very strong. But at the time, it was just the circumstances and some things that were going on. And I felt pretty much betrayed at the way things happened. And it was a very, very difficult moment where I literally fell to my knees and thought, you know what, there was no way I could do it alone. There was just no way after everything I'd been through. And I had no one to talk to. No one to help me through because I'm a very private person. Writing this book has really been hard for me because I'm a very, very private person and I don't share that much with people. And I had a friend last night that said, I thought I knew you better. And I was kind of like, well, what does that mean exactly? And she said, well, what kind of friend was I that I wasn't there for you when I was going through everything? You were going through things. And, that just goes back to show that a lot of times I think helping her get through her stuff helped me get through mine, whether she knew about him or not. But it's a very personal story for me, and it was painful and hard to share. But I shared it because I didn't want to help other people get through that point where they're down on their knees and they feel they can't get back up.
About a minute, and a half. What kind of feedback have you gotten on the book?
Well, from people that I know that have read it, they all just they love it. Of course, friends are going to say that, I guess. But I asked for their honest opinion, and it's been wonderful. I had my sister-in-law was like, oh, it's amazing, and then the next minute she couldn't, finish it right away and had to pick it back up. But as far as the public, I really haven't had that much. I did get something written on the Katy News right outside of Houston, and that was a nice thing to have. But as far as the public, I haven't really had that much of a feedback yet. So I'm hoping eventually the book will get out there. I know it takes time, and I understand there's a gazillion books and gazillion stories out there. this one just happens to be mine, and I just hope it touches someone in some way, even if it's just one or two people.
Quick closing comment, too, real quick.
Well, I just hope that people that are going through a difficult time and they read this book can get some insight and can help them sustain to get through the journey and know that at the end of it, you know, that it does pass and the other side of that is going to be much better. And I hope that this book helps them do that.
All right. Thanks for sharing your story. Autumn
you.
Carpentier, the name of the book, Walking on Water, published by Author House. It's been a pleasure. Good luck. Continued good luck.
Thank you, Sue, so much.
All right. We'll be back to wrap things up.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Have you ever watched Shark Tank or The Prophet and thought to yourself, I have a great idea for a product or a business, but I don't know how to get started? Business Rockstars is going to help you to launch your idea with Startup Bootcamp. This is a free online event Thursday, January 26th. You'll learn from rockstar CEOs, including Brian Liu, founder and chairman of LegalZoom, Vanilla Lopez, former CEO IKEA North America, and from Alan Wankus, who had an idea for a movie that became Straight Outta Compton. You have a great idea but don't know how to start? Sign up now for our free online event, Business Rockstars Startup Bootcamp. Free. It's Thursday, January 26th. You want to launch your business in the next 90 days? Learn how to get funded? Launch or grow your business. Go to businessrockstars.com and sign up for our free online event. You can do this. Businessrockstars.com. That's businessrockstars.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Fox News Channel contributor and political strategist Dick Morris. You know, strategy is the key to success in politics and in business. So if you want to talk about business strategy and learn about it, tune in for Stu Taylor and his show, Stu Taylor on Business.
Final segment, I want to pick up with Donald Trump, the upcoming inauguration, the concern that I have, and the theme of my second segment of the show here, and that's anarchism. And this is no longer a hypothetical. I think it's a real, it's a given, and we're going to have to fight back, which is why I'm supporting Trump. I think he should have gone back at John Lewis. John Lewis made a statement that was just uncalled for. Trump really just pointed out that he hasn't accomplished much and he should get back to work. Now, I know he's going to need the Congress, so there are two sides to this, but I want to tell you, this is going to be a down and dirty fight, and I support the right in their attempts to squash what's happening in this country with illegal immigrants, with crime, with support of Marxism, progressivism. It's manifesting itself in so many ways. And the one who has nurtured this the most has been our illustrious president, who'll be out in the golf course, will probably be worth $1 billion in no time. Just get lost, go. But there'll be a number of more farewells because the emperor in office just can't say goodbye. He's got an ego the likes of, and you talk about Trump's ego, which is huge. You want to talk about Obama's ego? I don't think Obama gives a damn about the success of this nation. As a matter of fact, he wants to reduce it to a third world republic. Trump is an egomaniac, but he's going to do everything he can to build this country. Joe Scarborough said it right. I've been more and more annoyed with Joe Scarborough, and I still watch Joe and Mika, and they fight less, and Mika once in a while takes a position to the right where, you know, she's sympathetic to a position. I don't know how much of this is planned behind the scenes and how much of it is spontaneous, but Scarborough said that Trump's stupid fights are exhausting, and he should stop with the stupid tweets in the fight. I don't care if he wants to tweet. We really live in a new world. But I mentioned earlier that this inauguration is not going to be without its issues. There are really real organized groups that are going to do what they can to disrupt it. And I don't know how much violence, but they're talking about throwing feces and urine at people there. Well, and acid. Ladies and gentlemen, you may object to this president, but that's over the line. As much as I detested when Bill Clinton got elected, as much as I detested even more when Barack Obama got elected, thoughts like this never even crossed my mind. What I was thinking is there any chance to possibly work with Clinton? Was not an ideologue. Any chance to work with an ideologue like Barack Obama? Turned out there wasn't. But I never, ever even suggested or thought about crime, organized revolts, peaceful protests. Yes, that's part of what our society is all about. But I am worried about, the inauguration. I'm worried about Trump's health in terms of there are so many people out there who want to get him. It really worries me. Now, I won't say who it was. It's on TV all the time. It's been on the show several times. I asked him at the time about Barack Obama and the hatred he was creating and how vulnerable he was. And to see, his answer was, you'll be protected, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 people around the clock. I mean, it's a lousy way to live. But I can quite assure you that if Barack Obama didn't have that kind of protection, well, God help us. I don't want that to happen to Barack Obama either. I just want him to please go away. I'm much more worried about Trump. Because I think the reactionary process that you see on the far left far exceeds what you see on the far right. I mean, we used to hear about a militia person. You don't even hear about that anymore. I'm not saying it's not there and I'm not privy to what goes on behind the scenes. But we're in a very, very dangerous position here. And I have to say that Donald Trump is either completely stupid. I don't mean in an intellectual sense. Everybody who meets with him talks about how bright he is, how he grasps these issues. He just doesn't, like George W. He was actually very bright. He just didn't have the command of the English language like Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, and our leader Barack Obama has. And people get sucked in. And that's why my anger level keeps going up and up and up. How much do you have to see? How much do you have to experience before you know what's going on? It's right in front of your own eyes. I've got members of my own family, not my immediate family here, thank God, because I couldn't live under those circumstances, that I will not ever, ever engage in a political discussion with. Because it's like smoking. It's hazardous to my health. And I'm not out to convert anyone. If you're that stupid. Yeah, if you're that stupid, I'm not going to remove the stupidity by talking about all the things I have dealt with for years and years here on radio. I hope and pray this inauguration goes well. And if those 31 scumbag Democrats who are protesting by not showing up don't come, good riddance. Do you know why? They're afraid of repercussions in their own districts. That's why. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Trust me. This is the way politics works. You take Trump outside of that. I mean, we have something very different here. And do you know what my attitude is? The same as he said to the blacks and Latinos of America. What have you got to lose? We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you have a great day. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,